This is the Midday Market Report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our Midday Market discussion. Jim, what's taking place in the grains?
Right now we're seeing a little bit of an interesting trade. You can see the corn and the wheat market catching a bid while the bean market, at least in the spot front months, are under pressure. We've seen that off and on over the last 6 months where the trade likes to buy corn, buy wheat, sell beans, or do the reverse, maybe buy beans, sell corn and wheat. So today's definitely a wheat, corn, buy, bean, sell trade day.
I was reading that the United States Trade Representative Catherine Tai was talking about some of the barriers for trade, and one of the issues that was at hand was China, and China pushing back against that report a little bit. Have you been following this at all, and is this anything other than just posturing by both sides?
Well, I think it's definitely posturing by both sides, but there is a little bit of concern, I think, if you are an American producer right now, especially on the corn side of the situation at the moment. China, you know, just recently, in the last couple of years, started importing Brazilian corn instead of, for the first time ever. Before that, they didn't have the certificates to do that. They are allowed to do that, and we have definitely lost market share of it. But right now, today, the headline mark the last couple of days is that the Chinese are actually shutting off corn imports in an attempt to elevate domestic corn prices ahead of planting. So, and there's even been a few reports that there might be some cancellations of Ukrainian corn boats as a way to slow the importation of corn into the country to drive that price of corn up.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At midday, May corn is up 3.5 at 4:30 even. May soybeans down 3 even at 11.71 even. On the Merck, April live cattle down $1.42 at $180.35. April feeder cattle down $3.37 at $240.12. April lean hogs up $1.35 at $87.90. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.